This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program, Chad Calhoun, Director of Accountability, Federal Programs for the Mitchell County School System, and Mark Woody, Principal at Mitchell High School. Chad, we'll begin with you. Please tell us about your title. What is the Director of Accountability, Federal Programs? And you have some good news about testing in the Mitchell School System.
The accountability director in any school system is responsible for looking at test scores and making sure that we run a good testing program that's fair and equitable for all students. Steve, we're very pleased in Mitchell County Schools this year with our test scores. We have 8 of our 9 schools that made growth this year. 7 of those made high growth. Growth is the state's measurement that looks at an individual student's scores over the past 2 years. They take those 2 years of scores and make a predictor score. If a student makes the level of the predictor score or above, then growth is considered to be made. If 85% of the students at the school make growth, then it's considered to be high growth. And again, we had 7 schools that made high growth this year, so we're very, very pleased with that. The success that we've had this year is attributed to the hard work of the staff at the school, and also the implementation of the Everyday Math program at our elementary schools. This year, our EOGs, which is our elementary and middle school scores, we averaged a 3-point growth, which is very good. As a school system, we consider gaining 3 points excellent. On our EOCs, which is the high school level, we had a 17.4 growth this year, which is tremendous. A lot of that is attributed to the retest counting for the first time in EOCs this year. But with removing the retest scores, we still had a 10-point gain on our EOCs, which was excellent. Mark Woody, our Mitchell High School principal, is here today to discuss some of the changes that he made at his high school that attributed to the high growth and the scores that were made at Mitchell High School.
The assistant principal at Mitchell High School, Stacy Burleson, has worked closely with our faculty over the last 2 years. Her focus has been on curriculum and testing. This past year, with our teaching assignments that were made, we feel like that has helped us tremendously in making gains. Our school board and central office have been very supportive in funding. We've been able to offer after-school tutoring and Saturday tutoring. This was also our third year of our freshman academy. We have had a strong focus on making sure that we do prepare our students when they come in their freshman year. Our teachers have always worked hard, but I think our focus has been much more directed toward those things that we need to work on in our target areas, and I greatly appreciate all that our faculty and staff do for our students. And one group that I cannot leave out is the students themselves. Greatly appreciate the hard work they have done this past year with all their gains, because it is their scores that make Mitchell High School shine.
Thanks, Mark. Chad, tell us about Malin Early College and how did it fare in the testing process.
Yes, at Malin Early College this year, our scores were very good also. Even though they did not make growth this year, the scores were high. This was the first year that Malin has had scores that, since it's the first year in existence, that has counted toward ABCs. And we're very pleased with their progress and look forward to even more progress the following year. Malin Early College Principal Angie Burleson meets with our 3 county superintendents. Applications are given out at the middle schools, and students are chosen by committee and are accepted at the early college. When they finish the early college, they not only will have a high school diploma, but they will have a 2-year college degree.
And Chad, we hear that AYP scores are in too.
AYP this year, results will be released and will become official when the state board meets on August the 5th. AYP results, 4 of our 8 schools made AYP this year. One is still in special status, that is the early college. Since they are in first year of existence, they will not count either for or against us for AYP purposes. AYP is adequate yearly progress. It came from the No Child Left Behind Act, and it is the federal government's way of looking at our progress of subgroups and our school as a whole. We're very pleased in Mitchell County Schools this year with our test scores and very proud of our graduation rate this year. Our graduation rate moved from 70.7% to 73.1%, which is a goal of ours that we've been working on and continue to work on in the future.
Our guest on today's close-up program, Chad Calhoun, Director of Accountability, Federal Programs for the Mitchell School System, and Mark Woody, Principal at Mitchell High. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.